Coming up momentarily, we will launch our leads, or at least some of them. Everybody is back. The band is back together. Curtis back from Hawaii. Courtney back from Ireland. Courtney, 508 texter on the Subaru of New England text line, says happy employment anniversary. Is today your employment anniversary here at WEEI?
That would make sense. I know it's in July, and I know it's like mid-late. So, yeah, okay. That would 7/21. Oh. Happy 4 years.
Wow. It flew by. Wow. It really did.
I'm officially a college graduate on
there
the show.
There you go.
Mm. Greg rigged it.
That particular listener remembers because it is their birthday. So happy birthday.
Long way to get there.
happy
and
birthday.
And speaking of birthdays, what a weekend from you. I sent you a few messages, but boyfriend of the year.
Oh, well, thank you.
Did you see what he did for Lindsay?
No, I didn't
for
see
Lindsay?
It. What happened?
It's Lindsay's birthday this week.
Yeah.
They were at Ocean Cliff in Newport.
Yes, we were. Very nice hotel. Ocean Cliff. Beautiful place.
Did you have lunch atop an East Coast metal roof?
They went to Bowen, 22 Bowen.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
had this unbelievable meal that was like pink little pillows everywhere
yes.
and nice yes. floral arrangements.
Yes. I picked the entire table setting out, and it was color coordinated. To match my outfit, and so but yes, it was.
Color me impressed.
I mean, you know,
I saw them on a boat. Though.
Yeah, yep, they did a boat day. Yeah,
I want to thank my guy Lee. Took me out on the boat down there.
You are baby Dino.
So, Curtis, I paid for everything.
All right,
believe me, yep. I paid for everything. Amen. But we had a marvelous time in Newport.
Really
underrated
nice.
Newport. I don't
Beautiful.
Go there as much as I should. It was, and I would argue that Saturday mm-hmm. was the best day weather wise of the entire summer so far. I know that's a bold statement, but uh-huh. it was just perfect weather. So, it was excellent. Now, I may have to change the subject of my lead. Because I have received some information regarding a douche move and a ruling that is required on a douche move. Douche move perpetrated by somebody on this radio program.
Wow.
So, is that okay if I change the subject of my lead?
Fine with me.
Okay. Somebody who is a part of the staff here.
Okay.
On the show. So, all right. And a reminder on Hill Notes, we're going to play those back at 9:20 this morning, so you can leave one at any time. But let's go, Sean. Let's get going here.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
This is not a nice text message on the Subaru of New England text line, but I will read it anyway. It says, Curtis, did you see Greg on the boat eating from a bag of pink frosting? And no, I am not. I'm not. There were no pink substances of any kind, and it certainly was not frosting.
No twerking either, huh?
It was not. There was none of that.
Honestly, I think we should all have whatever was in that baggie. He's ready to play Wednesday.
I know. Can you imagine?
No.
Like, honestly, I don't know if it's modern medicine or whatever it is, but yeah. Steph Diggs being ready and there for you on week one is
awesome.
It's bananas.
It's bonus.
Kendrick Bourne, same injury a year before, and I mean, he didn't get back till what, week six, week
yeah.
seven? So
awesome.
We
awesome
went from
news.
The TB12 method to the twerking method.
That's it. Cardi B will do that to you.
Yeah. Leads are brought to you by Subaru. Make this Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. So yesterday morning, actually, Scottie Scheffler became your champion golfer of the year as he won the Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. This is now his fourth career major victory. He had two this year, winning the PGA Championship earlier in the year and then finishing it off with the Open, and then he's a two-time Masters champion. All he needs left is the U.S. Open to claim the career Grand Slam, and people are just constantly comparing him, what he's doing in the time frame that he's doing it, to Tiger Woods, and I get it. Like, I understand it from an accomplishment perspective in this short amount of time. But there also needs to be some sort of like a 10,000 foot view here, because what Tiger did, the impact Tiger had, was so much different than what Scotty's doing. Scotty is a phenomenal golfer. He is the best golfer in the world. He's, outside of Tiger, the best golfer I've ever seen. He doesn't make stupid mistakes, and when he can putt, he's the best player on the planet by a large, large margin. The difference is that Tiger Woods was a whole different entity that the sport had never really seen. He was charismatic. He had this kind of energy that was, he had a showmanship to him when he played, the club twirls, the excited screams, the fist pumps, all of it.
He was the horniest to ever play on the tour.
It's
ever.
True. And it was, it's just so much different in that regard. What
do you,
Tiger
do you think
had
he has that in his trophy case?
Yes, probably does.
But I just find it hilarious that the guy who was having an existential crisis that we played on the show last week decided to just go out and run away with the Open Championship. That's the difference between Scotty and every other golfer on the planet, is he doesn't care if he wins, but he's going to go out and do it anyways.
Right.
Do you think longevity is going to have anything to do with it at the end of the day, though, Shime?
Like, 100%.
I understand Tiger Woods' different stratosphere when it comes to what he did for the game of golf, but can Scotty Scheffler do it at this level much longer than Tiger Woods did?
So,
like, if he doesn't have a massive downfall... Then
yeah, I mean, I do think that some of the stuff that Tiger dealt with shortened his career a little bit.
100%, and affected some of his like winning percentages and stuff like that, because he was playing injured a lot and dealing with things that normal golfers don't deal with. And so, I mean, if Scotty is playing at this level for, you know, a decade, then yeah, maybe he'll sniff Tiger's title
accomplishments.
Number.
Like,
yeah, but just the impact that Tiger had on the sport will always be far, far greater than anything Scottie Scheffler does.
There have been a lot of golfers, not thousands, but a handful, who have gotten where Scheffler is now.
Okay.
Meaning you had a guy. You
I think
had
there's
Spieth,
about 24.
You had Spieth, who was the best golfer in the world until the par 3 at Augusta, and then he pooped his pants.
Brooks had a point in time where he was amazing.
Unbeatable. Brooks Koepka, he's going to catch Tiger. It's the same thing with, like, where Mahomes is. There have been not a lot, but there was Montana, there was Aikman, there was Bradshaw, there was Brady. A lot of guys have gotten to 3 or 4. What the next is that you have to keep it going and maintain it for another decade. That's what separates Tiger from everybody else.
So, to answer Courtney's question, you would say no.
No.
He won't.
I mean, right now, if everything continues, of course. I mean, he looks unbelievable, but I don't know who the next great golfer is. And another thing that Tiger did is he made the field much better because of the amount of people he brought to the game. It's much more difficult today than it was when Tiger got into the sport in the mid-90s because people were all fat.
I just think, though, when you compare timetables, like Scotty became pro like in 2018.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're looking at 7 years already under his belt. And Tiger, you said mid-90s, and his decline really started in, what, 2007 was the big Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think Tiger started his career late 90s, and then, 2007, 2008 is kind of when he started to have that downfall. And, I mean, he still won the Masters in, what was that, 2016, 2017, something like that. So, I mean, Tiger even still had success late in his career.
And fun fact about Tiger, more consecutive days on the cover of the Post following the cheating scandal than 9/11.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and then you have the whole argument, which we dipped into briefly at the start of the show, which is like this 603 texter from New Hampshire says, Scheffler is so lame, no charisma, no enthusiasm, and Tiger had all of that and more.
100%. That's the difference. Tiger had an impact on the sport. As Curtis said, Tiger brought people to the sport. Scotty literally told us last week he has zero interest in inspiring the next generation of golfers. Mm. He just goes out, he's a psycho, he loves to play golf, and he'll just continue to win tournaments, even though at the end of the day, it doesn't really mean all that much to him.
No drama with his name, Scotty. Is that his name?
Yep.
No drama.
You love the drama.
I mean, that's what brings eyeballs to the television.
Yeah, that's why you love the WNBA.
Oh, man. That's the drama. That's like Real Housewives of...
What did you think of those ladies showing up and playing yesterday with shirts that said, pay us what we are owed?
I thought the owners were going to show up with shirts and say, wait a second.
we're not making any money.
Yeah, we're not making any money. Please.
Make some money. The owners should add shirts on that said, please find a way to make us some money. Yeah.
They got to be making more than they were, you know, 2 years ago, three years ago.
They probably are, the ladies. I don't know. What's the average WNBA salary?
1.3, I believe.
The average?
Yeah.
$1.3 million?
No.
I believe it's 1.3 or 1.2.
I think it's probably in its 70s or something.
No. It's not anywhere near.
I bet it's probably in the
70s. Like 75 grand.
The average WNBA salary for the 2024 season was $147,745.
Yeah. I had my comma in the wrong spot.
No, you were talking about total revenue for the league is $1.3 million.
Could somebody on ESPN state openly as this was transpiring that the league is hemorrhaging cash?
Yeah, no, they don't see that.
Doesn't matter, Curtis.
But it's just so dishonest.
It doesn't matter. This is a generational thing. These people are like, I want my money.
Mm-hmm.
Pay me my money, or I'm going to work remotely.
No, your boy Portnoy said they should be getting paid more. Said the league is white hot.
Okay, I mean
the salary cap in 2025 is for per team is 1.5.
Okay,
so
yeah. I mean, I do think there's interest that is growing.
Yes,
in the league. I don't know what
in Caitlin Clark.
In Caitlin Clark, and at some point, maybe that will pay off when it comes to the salaries. But it's not.
It's going to take a while for them to get. By the time they get there, Caitlin will be long gone and retired.
You have to be patient with things like that.
Yes.
All right, Shime. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Greg. Great to be here. I missed you all genuinely. 54-47. That would be the Red Sox record today. That would be the Red Sox record at this point last season. And that would be the Red Sox record at this point the season prior. And a stick tap to the great Terp, who I saw put this out on social media over the weekend. He did the due diligence. So 54-47. So I know you guys had the Duck Boat Parade last week, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
We determined that the Devers trade in your absence was the very best thing for this baseball team, by the way.
I just think it was at a time where they had, I mean, talk about one of the most contrived non-nothing burger stories, the Devers not meeting with Will Clark. Total and complete inaccurate report. My God, was that brutal. Anyway, but yes, I would say that the Red Sox at this stage are where they were the two prior seasons. And now, Craig Breslow and the front office have a task to do what they failed to do the two prior deadlines. And I think Wiggy, and what I heard from you, has been spot on. And he's the only consistent one when it comes to Cora. Where, when the Red Sox go on a winning streak, everybody's talking about Alex Cora. But the last 2 years when they suck between now and October, Cora, he was hamstrung. What do you expect from him? You can't have it both ways. Either their wins are a direct result of Cora and the losses are also, or neither are applicable. But it, to me, you have Devers gone. Obviously, it's helped the organization in terms of, you know, getting Massa and the more guys that you're able to get with Roman Anthony DHing at times, all that. The flexibility it provided the team has been obvious. But if they don't reallocate those resources between now and the 31st, then it's going to be another second half swoon for the Red Sox.
Are you okay with them trading somebody of value that is currently playing on the big league team?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're going to bring in salary and you're getting better, we'll know it when we see it. Don't you guys feel like...
I'm on board with you, Curtis, on that one, because the whole thing where you were gone is, would you be willing to trade Jaren Duran? Because
if they do that, who's going to charge into Yoshida when he's trying to catch a baseball?
Find somebody else to put the Wally head on. Yeah, okay. But that's been the biggest thing since you guys have been gone is like, and, you know, Greg's been on it a little bit of it, well... Duran, chemistry, would you trade him? And this is for a impact dom we're talking about, not just for like, and I've been on, well, you're probably not going to have Duran in the future anyways. Why wouldn't you move on from a guy that could make you much better this year when it comes to your rotation? But no one, you know, everybody's concerned about the, I think it's more of the chemistry thing if Duran goes.
Yeah, I think that has been my concern. Mm-hmm. But I am with Curtis that at some point Alex Cora needs to be held accountable.
That ain't never going to happen. That ain't never going to happen.
Curtis also wasn't here when Baseball Brett called, though, about Jaren Duran. And it was, you know, if you want something great in return, you're probably going to send Jaren Duran to a team that's in it as well. And they're not going to give you what you deserve in return for Jaren Duran. So Baseball Brett was saying that wait till the offseason.
I mean, he was saying the value would be there more. Yeah. I guess, obviously, yes. Yeah. But it doesn't. You do need. Listen, if you came back and started the season back up again with a sweep, I think maybe you could argue that there's not the need that there was.
Right.
But
Giolito, he got better, but the first inning where he gives up three runs, you're like, oh, wait a second. All right, is he coming back to earth?
Yeah.
And so that's been the biggest question is, it's we know what Garrett Crochet is. Bayo and Giolito have looked good these, you know, past couple of months. But are they going to stay where they are, or do you go out and get a guy that you know could be a legit number two?
Okay, Curtis, thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you back.
Great to be back.
Lead from Courtney coming up, lead from Wiggy coming up, and I unfortunately need a douche move ruling based on what somebody on this show did.
Wow.
Which is somewhat surprising, I got to tell you. So that will be my lead coming up.